Mishnah Yomis for Tuesday, the 26th day of Adar Beis, Tavshin Pei Beis. Masechta Kilayim, Perek Sheni, Mishnah Aleph. A tarubis of a mixture of two different types of seeds, where one of them is 1/24th of the entire mixture. One kav of wheat, for example, gets mixed up with 23 kavim of barley. So the offending wheat, which is the alien species, is 1/24th of the whole mixture, and for sure, if it's more than 1/24th, that will be a problem. It's also cause of kelaim. If, however, the other species, the foreign species that's mixed, is less than 1/24th of the whole mixture, then it's permitted to sow the entire mixture of grain. What's the reason for this? The Tosfos Yom Tov explains that min haTorah, the only time it's prohibited is when a person wants to sow different kinds together, different species together. If he doesn't want to sow different species together and they just happen to mix in, then the Torah doesn't forbid it. However, the Chachamim didn't want it to be done because of Marasa Ein. The Chachamim were concerned. People will say, he's sowing kelaim. But they didn't stretch it so far. They gave a limit to their restriction, to their issur. And they said that up to 1/24th, if it's less than 1/24th of the mixture, we won't make it forbidden. Because it also gets difficult to separate the offending species. However, if it's anything more than that, more than 1/24th, then they said you have to extract it. Some explain the reason is because less than 1/24th, people usually don't worry, that they disregard such a mixture, and it's as if it's all considered one species anyway. And the Chacham did not usher it then. Our Mishnah is going to tell us what do you do if you do have a mixture of seeds where the offending seed, the different seed, is actually 1/24th or more. Says the Mishnah, Perek, base Mishnah Aleph, Kol Sa'or Sheyesh Boroiva, any Sa'or. Now, a Sa'or of produce has six kavim. A Sa'or is six kavim. A Sa'or is approximately 13 liters. So, a Sa'or is equal to six kavim. If you have a Sa'or of seeds of one particular variety, Sheyesh Boroiva Mimin Acher, that has 1/4 of a kav. Now, if there's six kavim for a saw, a quarter of a kav is exactly 1/24th. And it contains 1/24th miminachar of another species. So this is now a prohibited substance. You're not allowed to mix the whole thing together, even though it's only 1/24th, but it is 1/24th. It's also to sow it, as we just said before. You might, says the Mishnah, you've got a remedy. You can decrease the quantity of the other species, the other kind, so that it won't even be a quarter of a kav of the saw, and you'll be able to sow it. In fact, the Rishalmi says there's two options. You can either reduce, take away a bit of the other species, or add more to the one that's got the majority of the mixture. Rabbi Yossi says, Yovor, he has to extract from the tarubas, from this mixture, the quarter of a kav, the quarter of a kav of this other grain that's in there. Why? Because once he has to decrease it, as we said before, because it's 1/24th, he has to get it less. Now he has to take all of it away. Why? Because if he only takes away just enough to make the offending species less than 1/24th, it looks like he's happy to keep the mixture. And therefore, to demonstrate that he doesn't want to sow a mixture, he has to not only take away reduce it, but he has to completely diminish it, take it away. This is, of course, if he's taking it away, if there was 1/24th or more. What happens if it's started off with less than 1/24th anyway? Then even Rabbi Yossi agrees, no problem, you can sow it. It's only once you have to reduce it, the Rabbi Yossi says, you've got to reduce all of it. Bein mimin echad, bein nishnei minin, says the Mishnah, whether this quarter of a kav that's of a different species is made up of one variety, or whether it's of two varieties. Either way, you have to reduce it. You can't say, oh, this is let's say it's 1/48 of a cov of barley, 1/48 of a cov of some other, of rye. So together, maybe they will, what's his name? Maybe together they will, each one in its own right is not 1/24 of the mixture. Maybe that'll be okay, says the Mishnah. No, doesn't matter. Min mechad or shnei minin, you have to what? You have to reduce the quantity. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, Lo yomro elo miminachad. They only said that you have to reduce it if it's of one variety. If the quarter of a cov is one variety, then we say you have to reduce it. If it's two different varieties, they will not join together to make the shear of quarter of a cov or 1/24 of the mixture to make it a previous substance. Bachachamim Omerim. They say, Kol shehu kilayim bisar mitzaref l'roiva. They say that anything that would be considered as kilayim, as a prohibited variety in this mixture, in this sar, will join to the shear of a quarter of a cov. Which means, for example, if you have a sar of wheat, and in it there was mixed barley and lentils, two distinct varieties of food. The barley and the lentil will join to the shear of quarter of a cov to make the whole mixture prohibited now to sow because of kilayim. If, however, you had a mixture of barley and zunin is an inferior type of wheat, it's a type of wheat, if they were mixed together and they were now in a whole saw of what? Of wheat. So you have 1/24 now made up of the other varieties of barley and zunin, they will not join together to the shear of a rover cup, a quarter of a cup, to make the whole thing prohibited. Why? Because zunin, that other part of the 1/24, is not kilayim with wheat. It's actually a type of wheat. It's an inferior type of wheat. And because it's not kilayim with wheat, it won't join with the barley to prohibit the whole substance as kilayim. That's how the Chachamim learn. So the Chachamim say, when will there be a problem of having two different varieties and making up the 1/24 to prohibit the whole mixture? It's when each of those two varieties making up the 1/24 itself is kilayim with the wheat, is kilayim with the major, the major variety. But if it's not, like we just said, an example with barley and zunin, barley and this inferior wheat, then there's no problem. The Tanna Kamma, however, according to most commentaries, will hold that even in such a case, even where one of the offending varieties, one of the 1/24 varieties that's mixed in this sar, is not kilayim with the major variety, it'll still join to the shear of quarter of a cov to prohibit the whole substance, and you'll have to decrease it. The halacha, however, is not as strict as the Tanna Kamma. The halacha is like the Chachamim, that yes, two varieties will join together to make it kilayim, to make the 1/24 as a prohibited substance for the whole mixture, but only when each of those substances, each of those varieties that's in the 1/24 in their own right would be kilayim with the major variety. Such as example of that would be wheat, barley and lentils. If they, the two of them made up the 1/24 of a mixture of wheat, then it would be kilayim. Mishnah base. Our Mishnah continues the previous Mishnah, and it comes to teach us, how do you estimate the 1/24 that's in the mixture of kilayim? Now, we're going to see now that there are different measures for different varieties or different products that one sows. What is a base saw? A base saw is, when we use the expression base saw, it's an area of field, an area of land, where you would sow a saw, about 13 litres, of wheat, of tavor, of grain. An area that you would use all that grain, that is called a base saw, which is 50 by 50 amas, or 2,500 square amas. Our Mishnah now is going to tell us a different shiurim for different products. Let's have a look. Bamed varamamurim. When do we say that each sa'ah that has a quarter of another variety, you have to decrease it? This is when, a quarter of a cov, that's when it's tavur b'tavur, when it's grain with grain. wheat with barley, barley and wheat, for example. But kidneys per kidneys, or you had two different types of legumes, beans and lentils, for example. Tvor per kidneys, or you have a mixture of grain with legumes. But kidneys per tvor, or legumes with grain. What's the chiddush here of the Mishnah? The chiddush of the Mishnah here is that even though there are varieties of legumes where the seeds are so small that you would sow much less in a besar, much less quantity, than you would do of wheat. So you would sow, for example, only 3 or 4 kavim, which is maybe half a sar in a field of 2,500 square amas, where you would sow normally maybe twice the quantity of if it was wheat seeds. Nevertheless, the Chachamim said that with all tavua, with all produce and all legumes, the shear that will usher, that will prohibit the mixture of as kelaim is 1/4 of a kav for every 6 kavim. 1/4 of a kav for a saw. A saw is 6 kavim, which means 1/24. They kept a standard unit of measurement. However, be'emes amru, in truth, the halacha mekubelasi, or Yerushalmi says, whenever it says be'emes halacha l'mashem sinai is, zeroine gina she'ena necholin, that if you have garden seeds that are not edible, right? You only eat the product from them. They disintegrate. You don't eat the actual seeds. You only eat the fruit from them. For example, garlic seeds, turnip seeds. Mitztarfin, they will join to make a prohibited substance called kilaim, echad me'esrim v'arba b'nefel v'esar, of even 1/24 of neufel, of what you would sow, neufel means literally form, of what you would sow in an area of besar of 2,500 amas. Square amas. So, if you have in these, amongst these seeds in this mixture, 1/24 of the shear that you would sow in an area of besar, then that will also make it awesome. So, let's take an example. You have tavor, you have produce of grain, where you would sow in this area of 2,500 square amas, you would sow 6 kavim, 1 saw. But garden seeds that you would sow in the same area would be of much, much smaller quantity because they're so small. You would sow much, much less. You would sow 1.5 kavim, which is 1/4 of 6 kavim. You would only sow 1/4 of that size, of that quantum of seeds if it were garden seeds. So therefore, what would it take to make a prohibited substance, a prohibited mixture? It would take 1/24 of 1.5 kavim, which is only 1/16 of a kav of Zaroni Gina, of these garden seeds, would be enough to make the whole taruvas, the whole mixture, also because of kelaim, and you'd be chayv to decrease it. And according to the, and in using this method, you would follow that with other seeds. So if you have seeds that are even smaller than these garden seeds, and perhaps you would only sow half a kav for a besar, half a kav where you would normally sow 6 kavim of what? One saw is equal to 6 kavim of produce, of grain. That means 6 kavim compared to half a kav, that's 12 times the quantity you would be sowing if it was wheat. And if it's these thin, very small seeds, it may be only 1/12 of what you would sow of the wheat. So what would 1/24 of that be? 1/24 of half a kav would be 1/48 of a kav. And that's how little it would take to prohibit the whole saw, the mixture of saw. So in the beginning of the Mishnah, we said that there was no difference. It would be make no difference if it's grain with grain or legumes. But then afterwards, it seems like the halacha was actually, halacha mekubelasi, the accepted halacha was that we do make a distinction between different things, different products, and if the smaller they are in terms of what you sow in a besar, then the smaller the shear will be to prohibit the whole mixture. Rabbi Shimon says, "Kishem she'omru lahachmir," just like the rabbis spoke in being strict with garden seeds, and they said their shear is 1/24 of 1.5 kavim, for example. Or, as we gave the example before, really small seeds that you sow only half a kav, 1/48 of a kav. Just like they were machmir, so too they were lenient. Kachamr al-Hakel. They said that when the shear of the product that you're sowing, or that other variety, happens to be much bigger, you'd sow much more of that in a besar, then the shear of a 1/24 also gets bigger. You always use 1/24 of what you would sow in that area of 2,500 cubits. And let's give an example. The Mishnah gives an example. Hapishton batvua. If you have flax being mixed with what? Flax being mixed with flax seeds that got mixed up with wheat, with grain. Mitztarefes echod me'esrim arba benefil levesah. The only time it will be prohibited is when in this mixture, 1/24 of the flax seeds that would normally service an area of a besar, only then it will be prohibited. And how much is that? Well, Zaroni Pishton, flax seeds, are sown at a quantity of 3 saw in where you would normally sow, when you would normally sow one saw of grain, of normal grain. So, you sow, in fact, 3 times the quantity in that area, 2,500 cubits, if you use flax seeds. It comes out, therefore, if I had a mixture of flax seeds with what, with grain, how much flax seeds do I say will make it a prohibited substance? It'll be a 1/24 of the quantum of flax seeds that I would sow in this besar. Now, since we normally sow 3 saw of flax seeds in a area of 2,500 square cubits in where you would, what we call inverted commas, a besar. So what is 1/24 of 3? 1/24 of 3 saw. Now 3 saw is 3 times 6 is 18. 18 kavim. So because you would sow 18 kavim in this area of flax seeds, take 1/24 of 18. And 1/24 of 18 kavim is only a large quantity. It's 3/4 of a kav. And therefore, the quantum of the flax seeds that would make the whole mixture prohibited would be 3/4 of a kav per 6 kavim of grain, if you had a saw of tevoah. There are other ways of learning the Mishnah. The Rambam has a different way of learning it, but this is the way that that some of Farshim learn the Mishnah, that Rabbi Shimon, that the words of Pishton Batvua are actually a continuation of the words of Rabbi Shimon. Others learn differently. They say that this statement about the Pishton and the Tvua, the flax and the Tvua, is actually not the words of Rabbi Shimon, but a continuation of the words of the Tanakhama.